He was born in New York City back in 1942 and named Harry Foster Chapin. Through his life, he was a singer, songwriter, and a humanitarian with a mission to end world hunger, who helped to create the Presidential Commission on World Hunger in 1977. He discovered music when he became a part of the Brooklyn Boys Choir, which is where he met Big John Wallace, who would later become his bass player and backing vocalist, with the rest of his band being his brothers and occasionally his father. Harry Chapin lived on Long Island and loved the area with a passion. He proudly supported many organizations, including the Long Island Philharmonic. Harry often joked that he didn't have many hit songs because they were too long for radio stations to play. But to his credit, Harry was a great storyteller through his music. 37 years ago today, Harry was driving on the Long Island Expressway, heading to perform a free concert at Eisenhower Park. We'll never know what caused him to slow down from 65 miles an hour to about 20 miles per hour. But he swerved a few times and wound up in the path of a tractor-trailer truck, which crumpled his Volkswagen Rabbit, ruptured the gas tank, and caused a massive explosion. Doctors were unable to revive him. Tonight, we remember a great singer, songwriter, and storyteller with an hour of live concert performances of his most loved songs. 92.9 WBPM remembers Harry Chapin.
I guess I dream again, and we'll be happy then, till our time just drifts away.
I have trouble getting my songs on the radio because they're too long, but this is a song that snuck on the charts for about 15 minutes.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. Drinking the dead on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, hear the boys in Idaho. That's how this business goes. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15.
Tom, you want to sing me the bridge?
Extra money.
I've been making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. Got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee, and a tie around my gut from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away.
Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you could travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockeying and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D. 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 Good morning, boys. Who's heard the button?
92.9 WBPM, Remembering Harry Chapin, 37 years ago today.
But anyway, this is a song I could have written without John. It's about a singer from Dayton, Ohio, whose name is Mr. Tanner. And I'm sure someday John is going to be knighted for his method acting performance. Sir John Wallace. I love it.
Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest. And of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats. Was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. His friends kept working on him to try music out full time, a big debut and rave reviews, a great career to climb. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And there were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the hall. It took most of his savings, but he gladly used them all. Was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. The evening came, he took the stage, his face set in a smile, and in the half-filled hall the critics sat watching on the aisle. But the concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines, but no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately, his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of total color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. Came home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, and he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Excepting very late at night when the shop was dark and closed, he sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Music was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. How well
This is a live concert tribute to singer, songwriter, and storyteller Harry Chapin on 92.9 WBBM.
Big job, Wallace!
This is probably the favorite thing of mine, at least to me, that I've written. And it's about a small town upstate New York called Watertown, New York. That's more than it deserves. I spent a week there one afternoon, and I came away with this story, which is a rather, well, strange tale of a little midnight watchman, a rotund waitress, and a girl he picks up one night, and it's called A Better Place to Be. It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up. And the little man came in so fast, and he started at his cuffs. And the broad who served the whiskey, she was a big old friendly girl who tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey, bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you've been hiding and why you look so down?" Well, the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out with a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you. Consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." And the little man took his drink in his hand, and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips, and then he told the waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down in Miller's Tool and Die, and I watch the metal rusting. I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner, I stopped to get a bite, and this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord,
she was all right. You see, she was so damn beautiful that she could warm a winter frost. But she looked long past lonely, and well nigh found her lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. A try. When I was tongue-tied like a schoolboy, I stammered out some words. It did not seem to matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head. It shamed me into silence. Quietly she said, "If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be."
anywhere's a better place to be. Well, I drove on to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room, and I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, please leave the light off. Oh, I don't mind the dark. And as her clothes all tumbled round her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me. 'Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be. Did not want to share her or dare to break the mood. So before she woke, I went out to buy us both some food. I came back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She'd left a 6-word letter saying, it's time that I moved on. You know, the waitress, she took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about emptiness and living all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we're both.
92.9 WBPM, remembering Harry Chapin, 37 years ago today.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little boy, much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. We'll have a good time then. Well, I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved a flag me down. She got in at the light. Ah, oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 Parkside Lane.
something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge, a lesson that hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, took off to find the sky. Much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together. But I knew it'd never be arranged. And she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let it go. I stashed the bill in my shirt, and she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky.
And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
This is a live concert tribute to singer, songwriter, and storyteller Harry Chapin on 92.9 WBBM.
My life's a circle. Sunrise and sundown. Moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. It seems like I've been here before. I can't remember when, but yes I can. And I got this funny feeling that we'll all be together again. There's no straight lines make up my life, and all my roads have bends. There's no clear-cut beginning, and so far no dead end. Steve, you got one for us? You gotta do the soft one, right? I found you a thousand times. I guess you've done the same. Then we lose each other. It's just like a children's game. But as I find you here again, the thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle. Let's go round one more time.
It goes, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. Just think of me as Mitch Miller and you'll do fine. Are you ready? All my life's a circle coming at you.
Ah, all my life's a circle.
Sunrise,
sunrise and sundown.
The moon rolls through the nighttime.
The moon rolls through the nighttime
till the daybreak.
Till the daybreak comes around.
All my life.
All my life's a circle,
but I can't tell you why.
But I can't tell you why.
Season's spinning, the season's spinning round again.
The years keep rolling by.
I want to show those of you who feel a little bit embarrassed that anybody can sing this song. First, I'd like to call up the road crew, Mike Solomon and Jeff Gross, who also. Actually, to call them a road crew is a gross injustice because they handle sound, lights, and everything else. Jeff, Michael, come on up here. You guys have heard of Simon and Garfunkel, right? Well, these guys are sort of like the 70s answer to Simon and Garfunkel. They sound a little bit like Seals and Crofts and a little bit like Sears and Roebuck. Where you guys? Okay, anytime you're ready.
Sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around.
I sing like Haldeman and Ehrlichman.
All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why.
Big ending, guys.
The season's spinning round again. The years keep rolling by.
All right. Don't go away, don't go away. conclusive evidence. There's been a gentleman up here hiding behind his cello all night, and you may wonder why he plays the cello in the first place. Would you like to hear Michael sing this song? Mike, stand up. We'll leave the cello alone. And I want you to sing it with a great deal of feeling and soul.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The most of the night time, the day comes around.
Mario Lanza lives.
All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why.
Big Eddie now, Michael.
WBPM, remembering Harry Chapin, 37 years ago today.
Okay, now there's only one other last requirement, and that is we'd like to get the L.A. Memorial Choir in on this one. Are you guys, I guess you're game, you've been game all night, okay? Now, it's a low part, but it builds up. Last statement is that this song starts out with an absolutely brilliant Chet Atkins guitar lick that it took me about 4 hours to steal, and I wish you'd appreciate it when it comes by. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill it leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. Carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas. Carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John
with it of bananas.
He was a young driver, just out on his second job, and he was carrying the next day's pasty fruit for everyone in that cold Scott city, where children play without despair in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Screaming again, John. He should have seen, saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend.
My friend.
He was thinking perhaps about a warm-breathed woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2-mile drop.
that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortened miles. They ran down to the depot, just a few more miles to go. Then he'd go home and have her ease that long, cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds. Let's hear ya. Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds. Really loud now. The song builds up in intensity and excitement. He was picking up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him. But he paid no heed as the shivering thought of the night's delights went through him. The brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, Christ, it was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead hillside, riding on his feet, hunchback, was every one of those yellow green. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds. Weave it now. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. That led into the speaker's grave. And he missed the thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour. And he said, God, make it a dream, as he rolled his last ride down. He said, God, make it a dream, as he rolled his last ride down. And he signed for 15 NEPA cars, flipped on 13 telephone poles, hit 2 hours as fruit day trees, and blew across. Was then he lost his head, not to mention an arm or two before he stopped. Stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it. Thank God you're here. Now, some of you may think that it would be easy to write a song like this, but it isn't. See, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together. This song doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a great deal of trouble ending it. As a matter of fact, the first ending was like this. Yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
And if that wasn't enough.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas in Scranton, PA.
Now, I was very proud of that ending. And with much anticipation, I sang it for the guys in the group and my brothers. And their reaction was best summed up by my brother Tom, who said,
Harry, it sucks.
Well, I was devastated. But I went back to my lonely writer's garret and decided that I would try again and come up with a new ending. Since it was a country and western song, maybe I could write a country ending. Something about motherhood this time, because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, and an incredible banjo part. And something with harmony sung by, you guessed it, the L.A. Memorial Choir. You'll see your part when it comes by.
a woman walks into her room where her child lies sleeping, sleeping. And when she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping.
Weeping!
I see gay liberation has hit LA. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3,000 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats. Not one of 30,000 pounds.
Sounds like the Mormon tubercular choir out there. Well, the sad truth is, no matter how loudly and how lovelily, if that's a word, you say up bananas, it doesn't alter in the least the fact that when I sang that ending for my brothers and the guys in the group, their reaction was best summed up by my brother Steve, who said,
"No, no, Harry, you gotta be kidding me."
What?
You really expect that to end the song? I mean, it's nice, Harry. I mean, the words are potentially harmless. The music is a lot... It's pleasant. But I think Tom's definitely right. It sucks.
I was brokenhearted. And once more, I went back to my writer's room and decided finally that honesty was the best policy, and I would end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming on a Greyhound bus through Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1965. Like this.
You see, the man that told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, he shrugged his head, he shrugged his shoulders, and said, and this is exactly what he said. He said, "Boy, boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana." Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed banana. A banana, a banana, 30,000 pounds.
Thirty-seven years ago today, the world lost singer, songwriter, and storyteller Harry Chapin because of a car collision on the Long Island Expressway. He was on his way to perform a free concert at Eisenhower Park. Harry Chapin was a humanitarian and activist. You can help celebrate his life by supporting the fight against hunger. Visit whyhunger.org to learn more and join Harry's Giving Circle by making a donation in his honor to ensure that everyone has access to nutritious food. Harry Chapin founded Why Hunger in 1975 to make a difference, and you can help them continue doing that by making a donation online. Visit whyhunger.org. This has been a special concert presentation from 92.9 WBPM.